I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have some blue sky and 97 degrees.
And big backups, I-15 north and southbound, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. I'm Steve Carls.
KSL's top story. There's a new report comparing the starting pay for teachers to what other professions make. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Utah ranks 15th in the nation for their pay gap. Based on 2018 numbers, Utah teachers' starting pay was about 19% lower than the average starting pay for other jobs in Utah, the tech industry skewing it higher. But recent raises in several school districts will close that gap.
New information about teachers on this first day of school. The study did not find any correlation between higher teacher pay and better student performance. KSL News Time 5:31. Well, if you've ever been late for a big event in your life, you might relate to this next story. Maria Chaleos is here with details.
Jeff, a dispute over the time leads to a lawsuit from a man that wants to serve his city. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has the story.
Hubert Ha is ticked off.
I thought I got there right on the dot at 5 o'clock, and he walks in and she says, "You're disqualified." And he says, "Well, what can I do?" She said, "Nothing. You're disqualified."
That's Ha's attorney, Todd Weiler, speaking on Dave and Dujanovic earlier today. He says Ha was on time for the 5 o'clock deadline earlier in the month to file some paperwork to run for Draper City Council. The city recorder said Ha was late by a minute. Weiler says he had private eyes check the time on a couple clocks in the Draper City office versus the U.S. Naval Observatory master clock.
One was 2.5 minutes off, and the other one was 3 minutes. They were both ahead.
Also, Huss says the recorder had sent an email telling potential candidates that the deadline was a couple days later than it actually was. The recorder said, "That happened, but I sent a follow-up with a correction." Ha is suing to get back on the ballot. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
It's been 2 years since the launch of the controversial Operation Rio Grande, and state and county leaders are looking back to see what has worked and what hasn't. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live downtown with more. And Paul, what has been working?
Well, Maria, supporters say there have been vast improvements in getting homeless people medical care and more resources to help people escape addiction. Amy Daschle was arrested 2 years ago, and she says people need more than just drug treatment.
Treatment, you're in a bubble-wrapped environment. You know, you have your schedule planned, you have your life planned, and you have the support 24/7. But what after that?
She and Utah Representative Ben McAdams says affordable housing is still a big issue for this project to succeed. He says many people who graduated the drug program really had no place to go when they were done. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump once again targeting Representatives Rashid Tlaib and Ilhan Omar over their recent back and forth concerning travel restrictions and Israel. Mr. Trump today referencing a news conference by the two lawmakers, which they called Israel's entry ban on them undemocratic and not befitting of a close ally.
I've seen her in a very vicious mood at campaign rallies, my campaign rallies, before she was a congresswoman. I said, "Who is that?" And I saw a woman that was violent and vicious and out of control. And all of a sudden, I see this person who's crying because she can't see a grandmother. She could see a grandmother. They gave her permission to see a grandmother, but she grandstanded and she didn't want to do it.
He's talking about Rashida Tlaib, who had planned to visit her grandmother and was subsequently told she could as long as she promised not to advance further boycotts. And during an Oval Office Q&A, the president was asked whether he'd like to see Russia back in the group of G8.
I could certainly see it being the G8 again, and if somebody would make that motion, I would certainly be disposed to think about it very favorably.
Russia was booted from the G8 back in 2014. New allegations against Jeffrey Epstein from three women who filed lawsuits today. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the latest.
Two women now claim they were coerced into having sex with Jeffrey Epstein while he was on work release from jail in Florida. One of the women recalled him wearing an ankle monitor. Palm Beach County has launched an investigation into whether Epstein was properly supervised and why he was allowed on work release at all. The lawsuits name Epstein's estate just days after a trust was formally established for his $577 million worth of assets.
They also name Epstein's companies, which the women said enabled his sex trafficking. Other national stories this hour. The hunt is on in Southern California for a man accused of stabbing and killing a retired Cal State Fullerton University administrator on campus yesterday. ABC's Alex Stone has details on the hunt.
Police believe the murder victim was targeted. The retired administrator was stabbed numerous times. His body found slumped in a car in the school parking lot. The suspect left behind a backpack, says Fullerton Police Lieutenant John Radis.
Inside the backpack, there was an incendiary device that was located. Also inside the backpack were items that one would use to potentially use to kidnap somebody.
A search is on now for the attacker and a motive. Students are not set to return to campus until later in the week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The remote Nevada County home to Area 51 is preparing for an invasion. Jeff, not of aliens, but people flocking to the Storm Area 51 Facebook event, which went viral. Now, officials in Lincoln County have drafted an emergency declaration, which plans to team up with resources from neighboring counties. The county says it's taking the Facebook event seriously, with the possibility of 35,000 to 45,000 people showing up.
People are really going to turn out in the desert for this thing? I mean, it sounds like a great party, but...
But there are no services, and there's no one to provide services. And
it's like Burning Man with none
and what
of...
about bathrooms?
Okay.
Just saying.
Somebody always has to mention that, right?
KSL. It would be me, for sure.
KSL News Time, 536. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We have an accident southbound on the West Belt at about 9th South. They have been able to get it moved over to the right. Also, a crash at 7800 South, 2800 West in West Jordan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the kids are back in school. They'll have homework in a couple of days, but maybe we should rethink that. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
The chills that you spill up my back leave me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. Dave and